get into more secrets. Let's talk a little bit about energy and balance, or the ability to radiate a vibrant well-being. As we look at energy and balance, understand in the section, it's all about your presence. No energy, you don't have a very good presence. Anthony Robbins said, the higher your energy level, the more efficient your body. The more efficient your body, the better you feel, and the more you will use your talents to produce outstanding results. Let's talk blind spot. I have said it. You have said it. I don't have time to exercise. If you want charisma and you want to radiate energy, you have to possess the inner health required to radiate energy. The reality of this blind spot is nutrition, relationships, exercise, and especially having a balance in life gives us more energy and more time. When we exercise, we sleep less, think better, accomplish more in less time, and live longer. The blunt truth is every minute we spend on our health, energy, and nutrition, it returns to us tenfold. It is worth your time, so make the time. What's the research show? Leaders have high levels of energy and are actively involved. Having friends and good relationships cause you to be healthier. Positive social ties increase our ability to fight disease. And religion and prayer decrease your chances of getting cancer and heart disease. Let's get into the core. You've seen it, you have felt it. When you're around a charismatic person, you not only feel their energy, but it's transferred to you. There are three parts: your health, your enthusiasm, and your energy. Too many people project such a low energy that it can actually repel those you are trying to influence and lead. You have sat next to this type of person before. You don't even talk to them, but you can feel them sucking the energy right out of you. You need to find the time and the will to create your own personal health plan. People judge you by how you look and how you make them feel. You need to consider your weight, your exercise, your nutrition, and your sleep. We're all busy, and I know it's difficult to make time for these things, but it's critical for your success and your ability to influence and radiate charisma. When you enter a room, everyone needs to notice. When you have energy and charisma, you have to transfer that energy. When you're speaking in front of a group, you not only have to transmit energy, but maintain the energy of the audience. A bored and uninterested mind will always say no. When your presentation or demeanor is dull and lifeless, you lose their interest and transmit no charisma. When we look at life, we have to realize that it is not lived in segments, but rather, it is part of a great whole. We can't compartmentalize each area of our life. Every aspect of your life will either help or hurt your charisma. Your objective is to get all areas working together to create a high energy. Realize, however, that you can invest too much time in one aspect of your life. When you do, you can get unbalanced just like a tire on a car. Even too much of a good thing can lead to a disaster. Charismatic and successful people enhance their energy by finding balance and alignment in their lives. No balance, no energy, and no charisma. When you don't feel right, you don't seem right to other people. Make sure there is balance in every aspect of your life. Imbalance can undermine motivation and cause inaction and decrease your energy. Most people lack energy because they don't know an imbalance exists. It may be only one area of your life that is out of alignment, but it can still have a direct effect on the other areas of your life. Just like your car. If the brakes aren't working, it will affect your ability to drive your car. If the transmission, radiator, engine, or the car has no gas, this will also affect how the car works as a whole. Find balance and you will find more energy. If you want balance, if you want more focus and energy, you need to align your life. There are six areas that you must spend time on each week, some more than others. Let's talk about those and you find the weakest link in your life. Now remember, there are six areas of life alignment. The first is financial. If you can't take care of your monetary needs, then you can't take care of your basic needs. If you neglect your finances, imbalance will ensue. We all know when you can't pay your bills, it affects every aspect of your life. Physical, if you don't feel well, you can't even begin to think improving the other aspects of your life. You need to have a health plan. Do you understand nutrition, sleep, and exercise? If you don't, your lack of health or energy will drop your ability to find balance and generate charisma. Emotional. As human beings, we are emotional creatures. Our emotions are like gauges in a car. They tell us when and where to make changes or improvements. You cannot allow emotions like anger, resentment, frustration, hate, and depression rule your life. You are in control. If you are not able to control your emotions, you will be unable to control your actions or your life. Emotional mastery is essential to a balanced, personal, happy life. Intellectual. Personal development is what keeps you excited, motivated, and moving towards your goals. We are at our best when we're continually learning and improving. Personal tutoring is something we need to do every day. That's because a lack of personal development causes us to become negative, cynical, and pessimistic. Then there's spiritual. You have to be in tune with yourself, with who you are, and your purpose. We are spiritual beings. We have a spiritual side. We all define spirituality in a different way. It could be serving others, religion, meditation, or even getting back to nature. You need to take the time to listen to your inner voice and tap into your own personal spirituality. Social. We are social creatures. Our greatest strength and well-being comes from our relationships. As such, relationships are an integral part of your happiness and balance. You have to have a sense of meaning and purpose to lead a fulfilled life. No man is an island in and of himself. You see, we often spend too much of our time focusing on the wrong things that has no value or is of no use to us. They get so busy pursuing what others recommend that we forget to examine what is helping or hurting us. We always need to make sure that we're growing and that we're continually investing in the right areas of our lives. If we neglect any one of the life alignment areas, our overall happiness, energy, and success will diminish. So let's talk about application. If you are in a group situation, giving a presentation, energy in a room is everything. No energy, no influence, and no charisma. Following are some things you can do during a presentation that can increase the energy and involvement in the room. Have the audience stand up or raise their hands. Group exercise that generates movement or interactivity. Ask thought-provoking questions, tell a powerful story, or even create a common enemy. Our example, when I think of energy and charisma, I think of Tony Robbins. He started his career promoting seminars for Jim Rohn and later started to teach aspects of neuro-linguistic programming. He is the author of Unlimited Power and made famous by having everyone in his audience walk on fire. You've probably seen him on an infomercial promoting personal development programs. Stop and watch him and you will see the definition of energy and charisma. He can engage an audience for 4 straight days and those events will last very late into the evening. He is so powerful, engaging, and full of energy that his audience does not realize they have been with Tony for over 12 hours. His transfer of energy causes him to be charismatic. The key with this section is to discover what is sucking the energy out of you. What is happening during the day that causes your energy to fall? We know that the lack of balance in your life could be a major factor in losing valuable energy. Find the biggest area of weakness, remember, physical, intellectual, spiritual, social, financial, or emotional, and create a game plan to fix it. Try to find your weakest link and come up with a game plan to improve that area. Fear of failure, lack of confidence, or criticism will lower your energy output. Another couple things to think about is no passion, indifference, or negative attitude can also decrease your energy.